The audit that changed everything. Nathan Bishop had spent 15 years building his business from the ground up. His custom furniture company had grown from a small local operation into an online success, shipping handcrafted pieces across the country. He thought he was doing everything right, paying his business taxes, keeping perfect financial records, and complying with every regulation. Until the IRS audit. It started with a letter. Your business has been selected for a compliance review. Please provide full documentation of revenue, expenses, and employee payroll for the past 5 years. Nathan wasn't worried. He had nothing to hide. But when the IRS agent sat across from him, she wasn't there to check his records. She was there to take. Nathan handed over the neatly organized folders of financial statements. The agent skimmed through them with an unreadable expression before looking up. Your business claimed deductions that may not comply with federal guidelines, she said. Nathan frowned. I followed the tax code exactly. What guideline are you referring to? She didn't answer directly. Instead, she slid over a printout. Based on recalculations, you owe an additional $67,420 plus penalties and interest. Nathan felt his stomach drop. How? I don't understand. I paid every tax I owed. The agent folded her hands. Not according to our interpretation of your contracts. Contracts. Nathan realized something chilling. Every business license, every bank loan, every IRS filing, every invoice, they were all contracts, and every one of them placed him under government control. That's when he knew. He had to get out. Nathan spent weeks researching how the wealthy operated outside of government oversight. That's when he discovered UBO trusts, unincorporated business organizations. It was the ultimate business structure, completely private, legally untouchable, and not subject to state regulations. Why a UBO trust changes everything. It is not a corporation or LLC. The government has no jurisdiction over it. It does not require a state business license. It operates as a private trust, meaning no IRS reporting, no employer tax obligations, and no state interference. Contracts are private, not public. Nathan realized something stunning. His biggest mistake wasn't in how he managed his business. It was in how he structured it. He had been operating in the public system, meaning the government had the right to regulate, tax, and penalize him. The solution? Leave the public system entirely. Nathan immediately got to work restructuring his business. Step 1. Creating the UBO Trust. Instead of being the CEO of an LLC, he became the trustee of a private business trust. He transferred all assets, equipment, and intellectual property into the trust. He drafted a private trust agreement, which dictated how the business operated, outside of public jurisdiction. Step 2. Exiting the tax system legally. He stopped filing corporate tax returns because the trust itself was a private entity, not a taxable corporation. He informed his clients that payments should be made to the trust, not to a business entity under state jurisdiction. He set up trust-owned bank accounts, which were legally separate from IRS oversight. Step 3. Eliminating public contracts. He revoked his business license. He didn't need one under a private trust. He canceled every state-issued contract that tied his business to public regulations. He rewrote his client agreements, ensuring they were private contracts, not public transactions. Nathan had successfully removed his business from government control. Months later, Nathan received another letter from the IRS. Your business has failed to file a corporate tax return. Failure to comply will result in penalties. Nathan smiled. His business no longer existed in their system. He responded with a simple notice. This business is held under a private trust and is not subject to IRS jurisdiction. Any further attempts at collection will constitute harassment and will be met with legal action. The IRS never responded, because they had no authority over him anymore. Nathan had done it. He had legally removed his business from government oversight, stopped paying corporate taxes without breaking the law, ensured his wealth was protected in a private trust, operated without business licenses, regulations, or permits. He no longer worried about audits. He no longer feared lawsuits. He no longer needed permission to run his own business. He was a private entrepreneur outside of the state's reach. Most business owners never realize the truth. Every transaction in the public world is a hidden contract. Business licenses are contracts. Tax filings are contracts. Even bank accounts are agreements that place your business under government control. Nathan had learned the secret. To be free, you must exit the public system. By structuring his business under a UBO trust, he had become legally untouchable. And now, he was going to help other business owners do the same. Are you ready to break free from government control? Move your business into a UBO trust. Legally remove yourself from tax obligations. Stop operating under state regulations. Ensure no government agency can ever control your business again. Next steps: get Trust Entity's complete UBO trust blueprint and legal contract to operate 100% privately.